Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what the divine messages are for us today. And we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. So, DC, tell everyone about you.
Good morning, Barbara, and I'd just like to say happy September.
Yes.
Yeah, we're starting a new month, and I think this is a great way to start it off with Mornings with Jesus. I'm excited. Are you?
Yes, I am.
Me too. Well, I'm going to just tell everyone just like a little bit about me. This is DC Love, but I was told by Barbara to refer to myself as the magical DC Love. So, hello, everyone. Good morning from the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master, and teacher. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance as well as healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and at times even the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. But prior to this beautiful work that I'm doing, and I really can't imagine not having this in my life, my background was in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love, and that's the way I serve and protect. And I've come to know that love is what I am, and more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service, and I just love it. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And let's see, who am I? I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I use a method called Infinity Healing to help people to change their beliefs and change their lives. And it's something that I absolutely love doing. I'm also a conscious channel and have been for a number of years. It was a gift that I wanted to have revealed to me. So that's also been an incredible blessing to actually have that connection and to know what my guidance wants to tell me. You can learn more about me or DC Love on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Just click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that page to find pictures of both of us and learn more buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so if you wanted to connect with her, that's one of the ways that you could do it. And you'll be on one of my websites, so feel free to look around. And there's lots of interesting stuff and free stuff, and life's all about understanding who we are and why we're here and all of these amazing questions that we always have. So this is just one of the many ways that you can find those answers. All right, so let's get to our messages for today. So, DC, what kind of wonderful messages do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, I have a couple of messages, but before the show started, I heard, you know, be still, and when I hear be still, I know Jesus is coming in. So then I heard, good morning, it's so nice that you can take a little bit of time out of your day and spend it with me. Now this is a message for everyone. And Jesus said, I have so much to share with you. I'm going to start with just a few things, because I know that mornings are very busy. Beloved children, when I look at you, I see a reflection of myself. But you, on the other hand, you see something quite different. You see a reflection of the person you are today. And I see all the potential that you have within you and your ability to become an amazing being. I am here to help you become all that you aspire to be. And your journey will not always be easy, as easy as you'd want it. But in order to achieve your goals, there's going to be obstacles that have to be faced. And please understand, these are placed in your path to help you grow. Not all experiences are going to be pleasant. Some will be filled with pain and sorrow, but all are necessary for you to evolve. And each does have a silver lining. Sometimes you have to dig a little bit deeper to find it. I'm always with you, and I will help you through all that you endure. Please, don't remain in a place of fear. Face life head on from a place of love. You needn't go through anything by yourself, and you have within you everything you need to succeed. If you need advice, please talk to me. I'm always here. I'm ready to lend an ear. And not only am I listening, I will respond with just the right advice that is needed at that moment. I'll let you in on a little secret. It's easier to hear me if you rid yourself of all those earthly distractions. Please, just for a little while, put down that cell phone, turn off the radio or TV, and just sit in silence. You'll be amazed at what you hear. So now that I've got your attention, tell me, what would you love to do? It's so important to follow where your heart is leading you. Think about it for a while. Create the life of your dreams, and don't be afraid to take that leap of faith. I'll be with you every step of the way, helping you to make the most of each moment. I love you, Jesus. So that was the message I received from Jesus, Barbara, right before the show started.
Wonderful.
And now I have a message from the angels. Beloved ones, we, your angels, come before you today to ask you to use your natural talents, your creativity, and your skills to manifest what you are desiring. Before you lies unlimited potential. Take all wisdom from past experiences and lessons learned and use this knowledge to help you in making important choices that will positively change your lives. Remember, you create your reality. Every thought, prayer, vision, or wish that you have guides you in the direction of your dreams. Step out of your comfort zone and hold only the highest expectations as you listen to your intuition and align with your soul mission. All efforts that you put forth will help you manifest abundance, and it will have lasting benefits. You know deep within you what changes need to be made. Please do not be afraid. You are fully supported as you take the necessary action. Connect with your inner child and express yourself in creative ways. Do something that brings you joy. This will help you to find solutions and to see everything around you in new and inspiring ways. Your happiness will help you to resonate with your life purpose. Start today and ask yourself, what is it that you love to do? We, your angels, as well as the Ascendant Masters, the Archangels, and your spirit guides, we're always here for you. You are never alone. Invite us to join you on your journey, and we will help you to fulfill your life mission. And as you invite the divine into your life, you will feel more balanced and content, knowing that we will help and uplift you, bringing the clarity that is needed to live a more joyful life. Move forward with confidence and look for the signs we send, and you will be led to your desired outcome. Maintain a positive attitude and say positive affirmations daily to attract all that is needed along the way. And as you do, miracles will begin to unfold. Your prayers about career and finances have been heard and are being answered. Beloved ones, change is in the air. It is time to accomplish your purpose for being here right now. Release any fears and doubts that you are having. You have everything needed to succeed. Trust that you are fully supported today and always. As one cycle of your life ends, another begins. Look for the doors that are open, as well as the opportunities that present themselves. Keep moving forward, one step at a time. Relax, breathe, and enjoy your life. Be the unique person you are meant to be. Live your truth. You are so needed and loved. Please do not be afraid to make a wrong choice. The only wrong choice that you can make is not making a choice at all. We will compassionately and lovingly guide you each step of the way. Focus on what you want. You can do it. Don't be afraid to dream. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. We love you, your divine team. I believe, let's see, I may have one more message. I'm trying to see where that message is. Okay. Blessings, beloved children. I am Archangel Metatron. I too have lived a human life and had experienced earthly issues. I understand problems that you are dealing with. I am here to guide you whenever you need help. If you are ready to connect with your highest and best path, I will be by your side, encouraging and supporting you each step of the way. Allow your fears to fade away. Connect now to the light within. You are here to share your illuminating energy with the world. Align with the beautiful divine essence within your heart. Let this light and love continue from you outward into the world, becoming a blessing to all you meet. Don't be afraid to shine as bright as the stars in the sky. It is time, beloved children, to become aware of your spiritual vibration and the love that is within you. It is time to live from your higher self's perspective. You are a divine being, and I will assist you in achieving all you have come here to do. Listen to your heart and resonate with the love within. You will accomplish all that you have envisioned. Take the first step today and live from your highest potential. When you allow, you find your journey becomes easier to navigate. I know what you are needing. You too have everything you need within. Believe in yourself and connect with the oneness, knowing you are one with all that is. The presence of the divine flows through you. Feel the joy within. This is your time. I, along with your divine team, will help you to create the life you were meant to live. Let love be the driving force that helps you manifest all that you've envisioned. This is a time of great change for all upon the planet. Beloved ones, I am with you. Archangel Metatron. And Barbara, I have one more little angel message. And this is from Angel Zachariah. And this is the angel that's known as the keeper of records. And Zachariah's message is, release the past. Beloved child of light, do you wish to release all that is not love? Do you wish to release that which comes before you? Do seek to release from you past mistakes, from the shadows of doubt or fear. Seek not the forgiveness of others. Instead, forgive yourself for all mistakes, real or perceived. All is kept, all is remembered in thy name. All is forgiven in the moment of asking. All is wiped clean, releasing you from all that no longer is. Be willing to release that which no longer serves your highest and best good, that of your higher self. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you. Those are wonderful.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's see what wonderful message Jesus wants to share with us now. Be still. We want you to just take the time to be still. So many of you go through life trying to do so much, to do everything, to make sure everything is done for everyone, to always be so busy. We want you to be still. To just take some time out, to just be still. We don't want you to have any particular thoughts during this time or to be making a list or going over anything. Just be still. Now you might be asking, well, why on earth do I need to be still? Because you never take time out for you. You never take time to just be still, to just breathe, to just let go, to recognize that you don't have to do everything, that you don't have to be going all the time. That it is okay for you to just be still. We recognize that there are so many of you who are looking to understand yourselves, looking to understand your lives, looking for who you really are. And we encourage you to just be still. Because everything you are looking for is already within you. And most of you are just too busy to actually see the answers that are right there. Because anytime you have ever asked a question, it has been immediately answered over and over. Because we want you to get it. We want you to understand. So we're asking that you just be still. Just allow yourself to be in that energy of stillness. To breathe in the stillness. And to just let go. And we know that for so many of you, this is nonsense. Because you can't imagine what you can accomplish by being still. You think that you have to do in order to accomplish. And this isn't true. And there is so much that you are connected with in that stillness. So much that you can become aware of in that stillness. You can go to a deeper level of existence in that stillness. But you need to be still in order for it to happen. Because if you are always running around, being busy, talking, thinking, then you're not recognizing anything that's already there. We want you to let go of the idea that all of the answers in your life are out there in the world, because they're not. They are inside of you. They always have been, and they always will be. So we ask that you be still and just breathe. And you will notice that every time we say, be still, we are still. And when you are listening and allowing, you are accepting the energies that are in this message, the energies to help you to understand and to be who you truly are. Which is so much more than what you believe. So for today, and in that stillness, know that you are loved. Okay.
So beautiful, Barbara, my goodness. I've got that warm and fuzzy feeling, and it's a great way to start off a new month.
Yes, it is. Can't believe it's already September.
I know. Summer is gone. My goodness. Where did it go?
So much fun in life.
Yes. And life is ever-changing like the seasons.
Yes, it is. And that's really one of the good things about life.
Yes, it is. Thank goodness that it is ever-changing.
Oh, well, now I'm in that be still mode, and it's hard for me to do anything else.
Yes, right? Goodness. That's what I heard right before the show is be still. I'm like, okay, I'm listening.
Apparently, we're supposed to do that today. That's our theme today, to be still.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
But we are actually broadcasting, so we actually need to make noise so that people can hear the message.
Don't be too still. You can call in and ask questions.
I think everyone's just being so still.
My goodness. Well, that's beautiful. I just feel so warm and fuzzy. That's all I know.
Yeah, me too. It's like, okay, everything's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And just, being in this moment. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm getting, Barbara, like for me, like when I started my journey, it's over 2 years. I was guided, you know, to connect with you and a few others. And that was one of the messages, too, that I got this morning, to just find others to connect with. If you're not sure of your journey, you know, like listening to you, it really helped me understand quite a bit. So, you know, ask the angels to connect with you with, you know, whatever's going to help you on your journey. And for me, it was listening to you on Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was guided to go on Blog Talk as part of my journey. And even though
yes.
I wasn't comfortable with it, and I might have fought it just a little, just a tiny, tiny bit, they were right. It's been an important part of my journey and my opening up to myself and my own truths and my own abilities and all of the amazing people that I've connected with through that. And I look at the way my life has changed. That's one of the things that you get to recognize when you are being still. It's
yes.
like you get these glimpses of how far you have come. And in those moments when I'm being still and I realize that I am actually being still, because there was a time when I couldn't be still. I thought I had to do something. I had to just always be doing something. And now I can recognize that it's okay for me to do absolutely nothing. And to
yeah.
be okay with doing nothing. It's just been a huge thing. And it's something that everybody needs to connect with. Because we really are changing. We really are opening up when we are in that stillness. So it's not like a waste of time. And it's not like you need to look at your list and think, okay, well, I can sit here for 5 minutes, but then I've got to do this. No. It's about just connecting with yourself.
Definitely.
And being still.
It is.
So
and
if you
Barbara,
are in
I
that
started my journey
that...
on radio, and I mean, it went from law enforcement to doing like what I do now, and I just, you know, was told that, you know, if I believe, Spirit would provide me with everything I needed, and that did happen. But, I mean, I started not knowing, you know, like what was going to happen on radio. It was scary. I mean, I had no prior experience and, you know, like really nothing. I was just told to believe, you know, and I did. So it was kind of a crazy start to my journey. And which, it just keeps getting crazier anyway, but I really had to believe, you know. Like when you get a message, you have to believe, you know. You have to believe in yourself and believe, you know, you do have everything within you. And my journey just, I mean, it amazed me. Every time I turn around, I have so many aha moments. It's just totally amazing.
Oh, wonderful. And there's the potential for that with everybody. Because we really are provided with a team that works with us every single moment of our existence to help us create what we are here to create. So we really are never alone, and it is okay to ask for help. It really is. And they really love helping us, so please ask for the help that you need. And it's just between you and your team. It's not like the whole world is going to know that you're sitting there asking for help. And even if they did know, what's the big deal? This is your life. These are your choices. And you are more. So start recognizing that and start living it. And ask for what you desire. Ask for what you need. Ask for the assistance. It's there for you. And you deserve it. So, stop putting off your life and start living it.
Definitely.
Okay, well, I am getting a nudge that says it is time to end the show. We've given the messages that we needed to give. And apparently no one needs to call in and ask questions for us today, which is wonderful. It's wonderful when you do. It's wonderful when you don't. It's wonderful no matter what. And that's part of that unconditional way of living and just accepting that everything is okay. No matter how it seems to be, it's still okay.
Definitely.
So we will do another show next Tuesday morning. And we hope that everyone has a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Looks like it's going to be rainy here in Oklahoma today, which is good. Maybe it'll be cooler.
But you know what? It's sunny on the inside, Barbara.
That's right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will talk to you next week. And have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Yes. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.